It's Tuesday, September 22nd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump has announced he will present his nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court by the end of the week and would like a Senate confirmation vote before the presidential election on November 3rd, reports Politico.com. Conservatives are hoping for a fourth conservative for the court of 9 justices. Only Justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Brett Kavanaugh have taken the position on the court to oppose the persecution of Christians who refuse to support homosexuality in the most recent Bostock versus Clayton County Supreme Court case. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham is calling for a prayer march on Saturday, September 26th at the nation's capital, reports the Christian Post.
As I stand in our nation's capital, this country's in trouble. The only hope for America is God. And on the 26th of September, I'm holding a prayer march right here on the Mall. And we're going to go from what's behind me, the Lincoln Memorial, all the way down to the Capitol, praying for this country. It's a prayer march. Prayer is our most important weapon. It allows us to go directly to the King of Kings, directly to stand in front of the throne of grace and make our petitions known directly to God.
Graham is calling on the nation to pray for President Trump, who he calls, quote, probably the best president we've had in my lifetime, end quote. But Graham also told the Western Journal, quote, it seems like our country is out of control, and I feel that the only hope for our country is God, end quote. Graham told the Christian Post that the United States is, quote, crumbling. I don't see our nation able to go much further unless we repent and call upon the name of Almighty God, end quote. Over the weekend, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church endorsed the homosexual orientation, announcing to members of the church, quote, God loves them as they are, end quote. And quote, the church loves them as they are because they are children of God, end quote, reports America Magazine. Pope Francis's comments were made to parents of children practicing a lifestyle of homosexuality. But in no uncertain terms, the Word of God tells us, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. The just-released quarterly Federal Reserve Financials Account Survey gives more insight into the present state of the American economy. Corporate debt has grown at an annual average of 16% for the first 6 months of the year, while government debt grew at an annual average of 35% for the first 6 months. Household and state government debt grew at a more modest 2.4% annual average. The overall U.S. debt of $59 trillion increased from 232% of the gross domestic product in 2008 to 341% of the GDP in 2020. That's up from 165% of the GDP in 1980. Proverbs 22, verse 7 reminds us, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Also, the U.S. industrial production capacity utilization percentage has averaged at 69% for the last 6 months, the lowest level since the 2008 recession. Fire season is not over in California. The Bobcat Fire alone near Los Angeles has burned about 100,000 acres. That's only one of 27 wildfires still burning in the state. A total of 3.4 million acres of the state burned this year. Five of California's worst wildfires ever occurred in 2020, and seven of the seven worst fires have occurred in the last 3 years. And finally, Ipsos polling has found that international opinions on the legalization of abortion are shifting by nation, reports Bloomberg. Increasing support for abortion was found over the last 6 years in Mexico, Russia, South Korea, Argentina, Belgium, and India, mostly nations in the process of legalization. Slight decreases are seen in France, Spain, Turkey, Germany, and Italy, partly due to immigrants. The United States, though, was flat, no change. Hear the words of Jesus to the nations. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. Matthew 12, verse 41. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, September 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.